We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Off a three-day weekend for a lot of us. Snow came in on Friday. Everybody had stuff going on the weekend. It was pretty interesting. And then Sunday, you know, a big moment for everybody. We did not have the greatest start for the Kansas City Chiefs at the beginning of this season. In fact, I think it freaked a lot of people out because we were so used to being Patrick Mahomes' new team, right?
Mm-hmm.
You were just, of course we're going to walk through this. I mean, why even bother playing these games? Take us right to the Super Bowl, right? But isn't that really what we felt in our hearts?
We just thought, we're that good. He's that good. The team's that good. They all get along together.
Yeah. And you know what? It really did happen this weekend. That was what I remember most. I'm like, they're screwing around. They're having now the guy, Kelsey, now he's going to be the quarterback. The fat guy's making a touchdown. Underhanding stuff. I'm like, we're to the point where I remember looking at Chad and going, I feel like we're kind of being dicks to these guys. Like, what are we going to do next? Bring the ball boy on and have him make a touchdown? You know what I mean? It was just this side of hiding the football up the back of your jersey and walking across the line. And the highlight for me, though, beyond winning, was obviously going to be Tech 9 when I found out that Tech was going to be doing the halftime show. I was disappointed that it wasn't more televised, but it was live streamed and you guys can all see it. But he was there for the crowd, like, and to hear the crowd, like, you can really hear them get behind him.
November 8th in Kansas City, Missouri. He launched his career in the early 90s and has grown to become the single most successful independent rapper in the world. He is Tech 9.
White girls go crazy. Black girls go crazy. College girls go crazy. This is the type of to make the hood go crazy.
Ooh, areola. Ooh, areola.
Take me to a bus fun, and you think cause I'm bitchin' take me to buzz done. Check it, I ain't trying to do no early interviews unless it's Sway, Johnny Dare, or Bubba the Love Sponge.
He recently topped the charts alongside Dwayne Johnson with the single, Face Off.
Bravo, they gon' take your face off. They gon' bravo, they gon' take your face off. They gon' bravo, they gon' take your face off. They gon' bravo, they gon' take your face off. Yeah.
You can see him live on stage at the Granada Theater in Lawrence on January 29th. And this past Sunday, he leveled Arrowhead Stadium with his halftime performance. Please welcome hip-hop legend and longtime friend of the show, Tech 9.
How about that show, Tech? How are you, man?
Whoa, man. Whoa. I'm still like, whoa.
That's...
You know what I mean? because when I was writing Einstein, like 98, I think it was 98 or 90, was writing in 98, maybe it was 97 or 98, somewhere in there, circa 97, you know what I mean? I'm writing Einstein. When I wrote that hook, you know, it was inspired by the Wizard of Oz. Oh, wee, oh,
sure.
Whoa. You know, I was a big Wizard of Oz fan. I mean, Kansas City, you know what it is.
Right.
So when I was writing the hook, I wrote it because I always wanted Kansas City to scream it out to me. And the day before yesterday when I did it, it was for that moment, man. I swear to God, I didn't even think about it till yesterday. I'm like, that's why I wrote that. I remember sitting in the Chiefs Stadium years ago, like, man, if they could just play Einstein, maybe they'll catch on to my little, you know,
right.
I yell all over the world, you know what I mean? And it finally happened, man. You know what I'm saying?
Oh.
Even the Steelers fans were saying it.
It was amazing. And at first I was disappointed that you weren't on the field initially. And then I saw the where they had you on that stage and looking out onto the stadium like that. And I will tell you, from behind you, there's a great video, and you can see Travis and you and the camera guys. And that view, your view, that you were looking out on was terrifying. Like, I was like, God, look at that. That's a terrifying
view. I'm telling you, man, before that show, you know, Rockfest held the title of the largest show I've ever done.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And you know, I heard that, I always hear different numbers, but I kept hearing 70,000 for Rockfest. I think at the Chiefs game the other day, it was 78,000.
Mm-hmm. Dude, it was incredible. You know what I mean? I was watching a live stream. I had friends sending me video from the moment. I had people sending me stuff all over the place, and I just couldn't have been more excited about it because it sounded great. It looked great. People enjoyed it. And it was the way it should be. It was perfect, man.
Yes, sir, man. We were on the phone with the coordinators yesterday, and they were like, what are we going to do next?
So great. I'll tell you what, we make you the Super Bowl parade halftime show, you know, the show. Like, you, for Kansas City, like, we work it in for, like, you know, doing KC Mo Einstein during, you know, God willing, and we get there, that we get to the Super Bowl parade, you know?
Right, man. That would be wonderful, man. You know, too bad I'm not on that stage with Dr. Dre and Eminem and Kendrick and Rihanna and everybody who's playing. You know what I mean?
It's coming. It's coming. Time is coming, man. And you know what? I'd like to see a moment where those guys weren't even up there. It was just you.
Yeah, man. You know what I'm saying? That's what all the fans are talking about. They're like, if Tech could do that at the show, he could do halftime at the Super Bowl. I'm like, I've been living for this. What do you think I've been getting prepared for? You know
what I mean? Well, there's nowhere you won't go.
I mean, what stage can I play on?
That's right. Well, you've broken down every fake barrier, every pretend wall, because they're not there. The society, you know, the establishment wants us to believe that they're there. But the truth is, music transcends all things. You work with Corey Taylor or Eminem or Lil Wayne or Snoop. Yeah. It doesn't matter. You can work with anybody, and you cross all the boundaries, and it's football. You and Dwayne Johnson, Red Notice, Face Off. Yeah. How many views on that video now?
41 million, man.
41 million. Million.
I checked it last night before I went to bed. I was like, whoa.
How's that been received? Because from my standpoint, it looks like the world has really embraced the song and that friendship, and it's been great for I think, The Rock and for you.
You know, the first thing that happened, I wasn't really tuned into TikTok like that until my social media team told me, you need to have a TikTok. Trust me, this is how music is going now. I'm like, okay. So when Face Out was dropped, I've been on TikTok just a little bit, you know what I mean? But I had no idea that it would be the number one trending thing on TikTok. You know, people are making thousands and thousands and thousands of TikTok videos with the song behind it, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And yesterday, somebody showed me, they said, look at this. You know you made it when there's a chipmunk version of your song, and Face Off has a chipmunk version now, you know?
And tell me, how is this? Because you and The Rock, you and Dwayne have been friends for quite a while. And he, I mean, I remember a couple years ago, him just throwing a video out, and he was like, you want to know my favorite rapper, my favorite music? He was talking about his workout music.
Yeah.
And he gave you a lot of love then. And you guys had met out in L.A., correct?
Yes, we did, man, on the set of Ballers, man. When I was out there doing my rounds for an album I was putting out, you know what I mean? I was doing my press. And on the way to the airport, they say, hey, man, you got a couple of hours of rock. I want you to stop by to say hello on the set of Ballers. So I'm like, okay, let's go, you know. And I went and we did a little Instagram video. I gave them the new album. And, man, we've been connected ever since, man. So when I found the beat for Face Off, I hit him in his DM. I'm like, yo, I found it. Because when we left the Baller set, he was like, we're going to do something, man. I don't know what it is. We're going to do something. I said, okay, I'm going to hold you to that. And he did it, man. And he did it in a big way.
Yes. You know? Yes. No, with all heart and belief. And you could tell he loves it. He believes in it. This was no favor. This was as equally as good for the movie, for him, as for you. Yes. It was absolutely a win for everybody, especially the audience.
Yes, sir, man. If we Googled Dwayne Johnson yesterday, you know, so we got to Dwayne, and the first thing that pops up is Dwayne Johnson rap.
Oh, it's so great, man. It's just, I mean, that, who would have believed it? I mean, especially yourself, a kid coming up, nobody wants to sign you. You're too weird for this record community. You're too crossover, you're this, you're that. And all you guys decide is, well, that's fine. I'm just going to do it without you. And, you know, people want to talk about, you know, in being independent or a podcast or not a part of a system. You guys defined that for the music world. You guys, without a doubt, Strange Music is the very epicenter for independent music and is really a true independent. Like, there's a lot that want to believe it. They want to act like it. They want to seem like it. But they're not. You guys really are owned. You guys, the artists are part of it. You and Travis started this. I mean, this is something that's just, you'll never see again, I think.
Man, it's incredible. I just turned 50 November 8th, man. And, you know, you think as you get older, it will start declining. It's not, Johnny, man. We're still on the incline, still going up, man. The fans are getting younger. I just got off a 64-city tour. December 4th was my last show at the Midland, man. And the fans are just getting younger and younger. And I told them, I said, you know, 4 years ago, I was saying, when I turn 50, I'm going to slow down, not do so many shows. I'm not going to do as many albums. But as I went on this last tour, man, you know, I saw that the fans are getting younger. I'm like, they're not gonna let me stop rapping, man. They're not gonna let me stop touring. They want me to be 95 or more. You know,
still on stage. Well, listen, you're a good looking bastard too, man. It's just this, you know, and we've talked about this. There's no doubt in my mind at all that if you wanted to, you could make that jump into acting. And you've done enough videos, you've performed live, you're an entertainer, you understand it, and I think that you have a specific look, man, and there's no doubt, and I don't know if that's a weird line to cross with Dwayne, or if you could say, hey, man, I've thought about acting, do you have any opinions on that, do you have any advice about that, or would that make it weird?
The people who hooked me up with The Rock on Ballers are the people that have been getting me little movie roles for, you know, in and out, you know, every once in a while, you know. Like I did The Devil's Carnival.
Right.
Those people hooked it up, you know what I'm saying? I did a movie with Danny Trejo back in the day called Vengeance, you know. It was a B movie. Nobody really knew about it, you know what I mean? But, you know, I've always said that I do music so well that I feel weird acting, but when I do it, people love it. You know what I mean? I did Devil's Carnival and I woed everybody. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I have these people in my corner all the time, like Darren Bousman, who did Saw. You know, he's, man, I got a movie, man. I'm going to put you in. I'm like, yeah, okay, man. You know, I'll try it. You know, you're like, Tech, man, you'll be perfect. You know, so Darren, he's done mostly all the Saw movies. You know what I mean? So he's the real thing. And he's also the guy who did Devil's Carnival 2 that I'm in, you know. So he's always tugging at me. My guy Shani on the movie side out there, and Shani Mott out in L.A. is like, Tech, man, I'm working on this movie, man. Night of the Cadillacs, man, I want to put you in it. I'm like, just write me in it, man. I'll do it. You know what I mean?
Sure.
I'm weird, Johnny, because, you know, I feel so weird acting, trying to be something else other than myself. But they say I can do it, so I'll try it every once in a while, you know?
Well, I think that creativity still lives inside of you. Of course, you know, what you're doing as Tech is you. That's 100% you, and you are 100% Tech. Like, there's no division in that, but you're still open to the idea of pretending, creating, and that's all I think all acting is. Every actor I know, when I've asked him, I mean, certainly it takes a lot of skill and talent, but in the end, can you still harness that pretend part of your brain, that ultra creative thing that you have when you're a little kid that you can just harness? But as we get older, people tell us to stop or don't act like that or don't pretend anymore. and it kills creativity.
You know, one thing I always learned and always believed that you never let go of that kid inside.
Right.
You know, the inner child, man. You know what I mean? And I'm always willing to go play, you know?
Yeah, because it is a better life to be curious, to wonder, to think things are fun, to see the fun and stuff and not, you know, I don't know what why some people go so dead that they just stop having fun with life.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
Yeah, man. And I was having fun with you early this morning, man. I was talking to my boy Scarecrow on the phone, and he was like, Johnny Gale, I heard that name. And I'm like, come on, man. 98 Nine the Rock, man. Come on, you know what it is. And he was like, oh, yeah, he looked it up. Like, oh, yeah, man. Yeah, he looked like he's been through a lot of stuff, man. He said, I don't know what he said. Does he have a gravel voice? He's like, you got a gravel voice? I said, no, he doesn't have a gravel voice. It's kind of like, it's really distinctive the way he talks, you know what I mean? It's not like he's chasing or nothing like that. It's just so him, you know? His voice.
That's great.
And he was dying laughing. We were having such a, I was saying so much more. You know, Tech, man, you know, when you did Rockfest, man, it was just so unbelievable, man. You know, all those people came together, and he was just dying laughing.
Oh,
you know?
That's
I was trying
great.
To do you.
That's great. I'm like, you know what? I kind of wish I sounded more like Tech, like right now. I'm like, that's fantastic. What you're doing is so great, and it really is. Like I saw seeing you guys at the Jackal show the other night, right before Christmas, before I took off, and I went to Amsterdam and Berlin, and man, I'll tell you what, I know you play all over the place, but I don't know if you ever got any time to spend in Barcelona. I went around Barcelona, and that is the greatest city. I'm telling you, like, if you can just find a small segment of time, it is insane. You would love it. The architecture, everything about it.
Listen, I was there for 5 days on tour.
Yes.
But we had five off days. This was years ago. I don't know if it was 2015 or something like that. It was something like that. We had 5 days off in Barcelona. We went to go see all the Gaudi cathedrals, like the Familia and
Sagrada.
All that kind of thing. That was my first time having paella.
Yes.
Man, one thing I said, I will never go back to Barcelona without a woman. It's so romantic that I was... Oh, man, it's so crazy. I can't wait to get back, bro.
I had the same exact feeling, thinking, man, I'd like to surprise my girl with a trip to Barcelona, because you're right. Every corner you take, every view as you come around the corner, the Sagrada Familia and the Gaudi house, the architecture is so weird and fantastic. And, and you know, and the pinchos, the little tapas, and just everything about it, the music, the people, I could not have enjoyed it more.
I mean, I didn't understand that the day stops in the middle of the day and everybody, like, does this siesta thing and everything closes, you know what I mean? And you have to wait for the food. But, you know, the thing about it is that it was so romantic. Back then, I was so lonely for 5 days in that romantic place. I was calling, like, all my ex-girlfriends, like, what you doing? You know what I mean? So when I came back home and checked my phone records, I had a bill of $5,000. That's how much I was on the phone out there.
God. Man, you really know. Hey, another quick subject, just, you know, I've been on you for years about this. That haunt show in St. Louis is the weekend of March 17th.
Oh, really?
So I don't know what your tour looks like. I didn't jump ahead and look at the dates, and I don't know if you're where you're going to be or if you'll be available, but it's that Transworld Haunt Show. That's that giant haunted house show that's happening. And because I saw a post not that long ago on your Instagram, you just, that room is looking great with all of your the collectibles.
Yeah, my new shrine, man. It's my biggest one, too, man. I need more pieces, though. I need Valak, the nuns. And the thing about it is, I think around March 17th I'll be here, because my tour doesn't start till early April.
Man, let me know. I will make sure that we, you know, we connect with the right people to make sure you have all the credentials, everything, you know, that way you breeze right in, and because it's not open to the public. And I will tell you, you will be so excited. Even if you go for just one day, you will be so excited about it, man. It is incredible. It's an incredible experience.
Yeah, I'm so into it, man. I need way more pieces downstairs now, man. I'm so happy with my new shrine, and man, I'm gonna try to make it this time.
Yeah, well, listen, Tech, it's I cannot tell you, for all you guys, it's strange. Yesterday or Sunday was a true high point, and there's only there's so many more places to go, so many more people to capture, so many more moments to have, and I don't see it showing any signs of stopping.
Yeah, we're gonna be capturing more people on the 29th down at the Granada, man.
Oh, that's right.
Man, January 29th, man. That's crazy. We That'll always go back fun. To the Granada because that's where we started, you know?
And that place, the Granada has the feel, right? It's Saturday, by the way, January 29th. It's just a couple weeks away, but it has the feel. All the artists that have played in there, that stage, that way that wood has soaked everything up from the booze, the tears, the vomits, the blood, whatever. It's real. The Granada's real.
Can you believe I saw my first Slipknot show there years ago in the late 90s?
Yes. Yes.
I did. I saw that big band play on that stage.
Yeah. It's so many great memories from the Granada. That is one of the great treasures of Kansas City, man. It really is. And if you've not been to the Granada, it is like a smaller uptown theater, but it was the place every punk rock show, every metal show, everything that was a little side of not mainstream, it always had to go through the Granada first. That's always been a rite of passage for Kansas City.
Yes, man, it's monumental, man. You know, that was like one of my first paid gigs down there. Bill Pyle, I think, was down there at the time. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Really cool cat, man. And we always go back now. I don't even know where Bill is these days, but you know, he was one of the first guys that brought me down there, you know?
The Granada is happening in Lawrence, as you guys know, the 29th. It's a Saturday night. Tickets are available. This will sell out. It's a college town. It's Tech Nine. This will go clean, guys. If you want to go to that show, you want to come from Kansas City, I will tell you, get online now for the Granada show and make sure you buy those tickets for January 29th, that Saturday night, because there is no chance that there will be a ticket for sale come that day.
Not at all, man. They go so quick. You know what I mean? I appreciate you, Johnny, man. This is a big thing for me, man, this Chiefs thing that I just did. Man, I appreciate you, man, telling all the people for me.
Dude, I think you carry a lot of people's hearts and minds with you when you do that. I think, you know, I really do. I think you're such a great artist for this city, and you represent Kansas City so incredibly well. And just, man, you're exactly what I want people to think of when they think of Kansas City. Like, just independent and strong and creative and always getting it done. And so I think when you get up there and you do things, I think there's an entire city behind you, really genuinely there with you.
It is, man. It is. It hit me. Because when we're doing the work, man, you know, we're putting all the songs together, like Riot Maker and Einstein and, you know, Casey Moore Anthem and all that's going on. And I'm thinking to myself, these songs are the songs that they play all the time in the stadium. I'm like, I was blessed to be able to have those type of songs that I could perform live for all the fans that love them anyway. You know what I mean? So it blew my mind, man.
Dude, it's nothing but gaining speed. This thing is on fire, and there's so much more to come. I'm just proud for you, man. I really am. I can't wait for the next thing. Hopefully I will see you very, very soon. It was great to see you and Travis at the Jackal show, man. I turned around and I was like, Tech, what are you doing? You and Travis. So it was really kind of a special thing for me. I was getting ready to go on vacation. You know, it was the end of the year. Yet last year was a tough year too. So to turn around and see you guys and Jesse and all those guys, it was really nice to spend time.
I was tempted. I was tempted to drink. You know, back then, when we just was there, I was 10 months sober. I'm 11 months sober now. I was tempted because Jesse was like, Tech, man, there's liquor back here. And it was like a whole liquor station right there. I'm like, oh, my God. I had to get out of there. I went to front of house.
Well, look, you know what? Congratulations on your sobriety. You look like $1 million, my friend.
Thank you, brother. I appreciate y'all, man.
All right. So listen, I will talk to you very, very soon. And I'll stay in touch with you on that March 17th show.
Please do, bro.
All right, man. Take care. Tech Nine. It's it really is incredible when you think about it. I mean, name another artist that from this city. You know, Puddle of Mud went really well, but I don't think they were as embraced in Kansas City as they were worldwide, right?
Right. By the way,
that's not anything negative about the success of Puddle of Mud. That band had an incredible success, but there's something special about the underdog starting.
Finally, when we realized that it was happening at the end of last week, the word finally is all that kept coming into my mind. Like, it took this long. Don't be mad about it. Just be glad it's finally happening.
Finally. And we won. And we had a great game. And it's on the way to the Super Bowl, hopefully. Not trying to jinx, but I don't believe in that stuff. So, to me, I was just – and that view – you'll have to look at the Instagram. Did I show you that?
Somebody's going to have to get that printed, whether it's a wall mural, knows what, just for him to have.
But that view of him, what he was looking at, I'm telling you, man, it's terrifying. You just go...
All while performing.
Look what he sees right there. And I know that you guys, you're going to have to look at Tech Nine's Instagram to see this.
You're just high enough up to look. All eyes are on you.
Yeah.
All of them.
You're one of them. You're in front of 78, 80,000 people with that glass wall, and if you look far enough across the entire Arrowhead Stadium, there's your giant head because you're on the jumbotron.
You see yourself on the other side.
Like, it was really something, man.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.